So what we're going to be sharing are the things that separate those who struggle to raise $1 million a year or think it's magical to raise even $1 million from those who raise $1 million a week or, you know, $5, $10 million a month. The things that people do when you're raising $10 million a month, the people who are doing that do a lot of things in common, and the people who are struggling to raise capital do a lot of things in common, but they're very different camps from each other. So we like to point out what is different. And again, you could ignore all this stuff and raise $1 billion if you have an amazing network, or if somebody backs you and opens up their whole distribution list to you and vets you, and you know, if the founder of Blackstone becomes your anchor investor and travels with you on a roadshow, then you probably don't need anything I'm talking about here. But we want to give you little advantages and edges, because in our industry, if you win by 0.1%, you might get 80% of the allocation, and number two slot gets 20%, and number three gets nothing, right? Or you might get 100% of the allocation and become their way of allocating to biotech or whatever niche you're in. So it's not about winning by being four times as good. You just need to be 0.4% better. So you just want to keep on incrementally getting better all the time. One thing I figured out over time was that I would teach these workshops, and after doing these for 7 or 8 years, would always have someone raise their hand and be like, all right, well, okay, some of these ideas I want to take action on, who can help us with this? And I would tell them, oh, well, you can go to Upwork.com, or you could go and find an agency to do it, et cetera. Eventually, we started having them use my internal marketing person and said, okay, well, let us just do the website for you, and you'll get our strategies embedded in the website, et cetera. When we had more than 3 to 5 clients start doing that, we upgraded who that person was, started hiring more, and then that's turned into pitchdecks.com.